Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Can hear me because I had to get passed in through my phone. So this is another underlying result of when you don't have your own talk show, you don't have your own station. This is the end result. So I can't even hear myself on the radio, said to say. I actually don't know what's going on, and I don't know if you can hear me, but my name is Yom Supah Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Apparently, the usual suspects have done their due diligence and trying to undermine the study show, but be that as it may, I can't hear anything that's reported. I can't hear anything from the mic, but it says I'm on air. But that being said, I'm going to introduce one of the students on the show, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Bless you all, my soul, and all that's within you. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. Yom Supah Reef, may the Most High bless you and your family. We can hear you.
Well, I can't hear anything, Katya. Thank you, brother. But I can't hear anything coming from the mic. I can't hear anything that I'm saying. So I'm glad you gave me that radio check. Thank you, brother. And may the Most High bless you and your family also.
Yes. The important thing is that you can hear you. And we
exactly.
can hear you too. So don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
As long as you can
brother.
Hear us.
Thank you. So, Katya. Since I know that the students can hear us, let me give the introduction. And this is Real Talk for Real People show. And if you don't know what the Real Talk for Real People show is, study of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's giving you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment. It's leaving no stone or leaf unturned and crossing every T and dotting every I so we can get codified. Because by the looks of it, we're very uncodified in every aspect of our life. And so, as I introduce Cartrell as one of the student investigators, you just heard him spoken. Sister Huey from Detroit, Michigan, and Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and yours truly, Yom Supah, from Memphis, Tennessee. But I have only one contemporary subject matter, a GOP representative by the name of Representative Rogers, tells a female leader of the Black Caucus to kiss his ass. And why did he tell her to kiss? What kind of man would invite somebody to their nasty buttocks anyway? And why would he tell her that? Because she simply asked him to put on a face mask. And he invited her to his nasty, stinking buttocks. And that's who they call their leaders? And you want to be the poster children for that? You want to join forces with that depravity, that despicable? What kind of man would invite anybody? To me, if I didn't know y'all, if he had invited me to his buttocks, it would have been a whole different world for him. But I think I'm glad I'm codified, and I can't do what Yom Supah want to do no more. But if he had invited me to his nasty, stinking buttocks, I'd have gave him some, it wouldn't have been no toilet paper, okay? So, Dr. L, do you have any comments on that?
Not on that, but I do think that Vladimir Putin is the craziest white man on the planet right now.
You better believe it. The man lost his mind, Dr. L.
And they want to use their military weapon, show their military might, and they don't care about the lives of people. So we have to be tuned in spiritually because we
exactly.
know the position of these people and we don't know what their minds are leading them to do.
Exactly.
But we know they ain't in the right direction. You're talking about we moving in the wrong direction. They moving in the wrong direction.
You better believe it, Cartrell. You better believe it.
Yep. If you following them, you're definitely moving in the wrong direction.
And the evidence is quite clear. Especially when they want to put your poster children in their House of Representatives or Senate, but it really means nothing for that matter. And in the Supreme Court justice, while your people are living in despair and depravity, just poster children. Anybody put on a good show, Pony Country, a good show poodle, but they ain't good for nothing. And you tell them kiss your behind, because it's their thing. You know what we what is that guy saying? It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell. That's the Allen Brothers. And you can't tell them what to do. It's their thing.
Well, right, we've been reading Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what Proverbs says. The wicked are going to fall into mm-hmm. their own traps that they lay.
Exactly.
And the most are going to wipe them.
Yeah, Katya. Fine analysis.
Choices have to be made. Most of that you like and live. You better find out what Yah is telling us to do and do it.
Exactly. Get codified. Get codified. Follow the Most High word. Let his footstep be your pathways. Thank you, Katya. Let us bring on Sister Yehudi. Katya, unless Katya, are you done with your commentary?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
God bless Sister Yehudi and her family.
All right. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, and thank you, Katriel. I appreciate it.
Shalom.
Shalom. And I appreciate you, Young Stu.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you, too.
Yeah, Carol said she might be coming on, hopefully. We had a good conversation. She's transitioning.
The instructor, when she comes on, which I'm going to instruct Ezekiel now, put their hands up, because the lions are poor. We got a full deck tonight. So Ezekiel, mm-hmm. please raise your hand and tell Sister to raise her hand when she comes on so I can bring her. Okay?
Right. Oh, it's a lot. Not a subject to talk about, but I'm going to kind of pass. Got to give it some thought. But mainly, we constantly put in mind, like when I walk today, I do that to get out the house, get exercise. I talk to the Most High. I pray to him. I ask for safety when I'm walking, that I don't fall, too.
Right.
And right. That's one of my joys. You know, I'm just sharing. To be thankful I'm here. And humble myself, you know.
Yes.
Ask the Most High to continue to work with me. As long
praise
as I live. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sister.
Mm-hmm.
And now our brother Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom. Y'all hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Okay. Shalom, everybody. Oh boy, glad to be on here again. Thanks to the Most High, yeah. Yeah, some interesting news. I didn't catch what y'all was saying with Putin or whatever he said, but it sounded like some sodomized stuff or whatever. talking about some of these things, there was a man here, 31, and his baby mama is in the state of here, Milwaukee. A couple days ago, the man ended up shooting his woman and stuff, and then the cops were called. He had a shootout with the cops or whatever and things, and the man was doing it like live, like on I guess it was Facebook or some or whatever he was putting it on, but he was saying why he what he did, because he ended up killing himself or whatever. And they had a son, and his son, he was showing the son was all dressed up warm and stuff and had like a piece of pizza in his hand and stuff. And he was telling the cops, like, from shooting from the balcony, and was telling them, like, hey, you're going to have to, come get my son and stuff, because he said, I'm sick of this. I'm going to end my life right here anyways. So the reason why he was saying that, the man said that he was tired of the mental abuse. And I guess he was saying it was because from his woman and stuff and a whole bunch of different things. But that was the main thing why he did what he did or whatever. And He kept shooting at the cops or whatever. And then this was here in Milwaukee and on the Brown Deer area in Wisconsin. And he ended up, after he kept telling the cops, he told them what room number he was in, or apartment he was in. He said, well, come get him and stuff or whatever. And told him to come get him and stuff, and then he was just like, I'm ending my life or whatever. And then he setting the phone down or whatever, and then that's what it was. And I guess the video stopped there. But he had shot himself, he shot the mother, and in the midst of the shootout, he shot some other individuals that was in the parking lot or whatever. And there's like some mixed stories that's going around with what happened, what actually happened, and things like that. But from what the man was saying on the thing, that's what it was. And then also there was another shooting of another young man who there was a team. There's like another search warrant, as the cops were saying. I forgot what city it was, but anyway, they busted in on him and they flash banged him, used like a flash grenade, and ended up the team didn't know, but you know, he's waking up off his couch and he started shooting at the cops and stuff, and come to find out it literally was that it was a wrong apartment, it was a wrong home.
Oh, no, he didn't shoot. That was in Minnesota.
There's another second one. Yeah, there's a different one. Yeah, there's a different one. I think it just happened not too long ago, too. So, it's a lot of bad things going on.
We're talking Wisconsin. We're not talking New York City. We're talking Wisconsin.
Right.
Too many guns in America.
Yep. Milwaukee is one of the top five worst places to be living in the state. Yeah. So, I mean, just bringing this out is just, you know, this is why we need to be focused on, you know, the Most High, reflected on Him and His Word, to reflect on ourselves and start walking, holding His hand and stuff, and start getting ourselves right. You know, that's the purpose of me really bringing this out, and, you know, they really need it, and we really need it and things. So, you know, none of these things can start occurring or, you know, letting that destroy us and stuff, because all we're just doing is helping, you know, the oppressors and things.
So, Ezekiel, you like to bring out the Torah. And people, you know, wonder why Yah so specific in what He commanded us to do. But we have to be told, thou shalt not murder. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But do we listen to commands that Yah is telling us? You're going to shoot your wife, you have a son, and then you're going to take your own life? Animals don't do that.
Right.
Well, this is the point.
What animal does that to his female partner? What animal does that to his female partner that has a child or offspring with them? No animal in nature ever does that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But it shows how low we've fallen. It's the times we live in. And we think we're higher than the animals that Yah created. But no animal will ever kill their mate and then kill themselves and leave their offspring out there to navigate the world by themselves.
Right.
It shows you the madness that we live in.
Wickedness and depravement and a lack of codification. And that is the end result, an uncodified result. And that's why we get codified. Thank you, Katriel. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Thank you, Ezekiel. So let us get codified, because if we keep listening to this, it'll fill us full of depression, listening to the magic. Let's get some perspective. Turn to chapter 29 of Isaiah, please, fellow students. May the Most High bless us. directives, so we don't lose our own understanding and do some of the things that some of us choose to do in an uncodified manner. You know, I was telling the guy today, guy was fixing the plumbing, my plumbing. And I said, everything is codified. I said, the plumbing you're doing, electricity, construction, so on and so forth. I said, we as human beings are the only ones that feel we can do anything uncodified. And the results are uncodified. As what Cartier said, Ezekiel said, it's a total uncodified, total hot mess. And we have become a monstrosity because of lack of codification, following the Most High. All right. Now, some of you may be asking, Yom Suf, what did Isaiah talk about when he said Ariel? Ariel, he's talking about Jerusalem. The Lion of Yah, and that's what it speaks about in the beginning, a continuation from chapter 28. City where King Dawid camped. After year to year, year to year, let festivals come in their cycles. I will harass Ariel, Jerusalem, and there shall be sorrow and sighing. She shall be to me like Ariel, and I will camp against you round about. I will lay siege to you with a mound because of your lack of codification, so to speak. I will set up siege works against you, and you will speak from lower than the ground. I'm going to put you in the dust. Your speech shall be humbler than the sod. Your speech shall sound like a ghost from the ground. And that's what Ezekiel was making reference to. We're like the walking dead, ghosts from the ground. Don't nobody want to hear what we got, our uncodified conversations, our uncodified treatment of our women, our uncodified treatment of our children, our uncodified treatment of one another, our uncodified treatment of the Most High. Ain't nobody want to hear. Ain't nobody beating the pathway to our doorways. We're like a ghost, the walking dead. That's why that congressman told that sister congressman, kiss my behind. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it. Oh, yeah, they crying. We're like ghosts from the past. Your voice shall shirk from the sod. Like fine dust shall be the multitude of your strangers, like flying chaff, the multitude of tyrants. And suddenly, in an instant, she shall be remembered by the Elohim of hope. Y'all will remember sooner or later, with roaring and shaking and deafening noise, storm and tempest, a blaze of consuming fire. Then, like a dream, a vision of the night, shall be the multitude of nations, the war upon Ariel, a multitude of nations. And certainly, if you look about it, you think about it, not only those captivities, those continual captivities because of our uncodified treatment of the Most High and one another, nations have joined force. We're scattered throughout the universe. Nations have joined force. We're the walking dead. We don't know how to treat each other and refuse to treat each other. We don't know how to treat our husband, wives, elders, the orphans, the strangers. We're just going about unqualified, and we're like the ghosts of days gone by. And we still are.
Yasu.
Yes.
Do you know what Ariel means?
It's that the Lion of Yah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the city of Jerusalem.
Right.
You know whose territory that was?
Who was that, my brother?
It was Benjamin.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, that's new. The war
of our new. We read that. We read that back in the history. We read
right.
That Jerusalem is a territory of Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, Katria. So, Jerusalem is not in the territory of Yehuda.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. That's deep. Thank
That's
you,
what
Katria.
You said the first time you read that. Yeah.
Yeah, I said Ariel. But you know, but you brought focus to it where Ariel was.
Yeah.
Because all this time, Katriel, and fellow students, I thought Jerusalem was in the territory of Yehuda. And it's not in the territory of Yehuda. Okay. Thank you, Katriel. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The war upon Ariel and all her besiegers and the siege work against her and those who harass her like one who is hungry and dream he is eating but waits to find himself empty like one who is thirsty and dreams he is drinking just like us now but waits to find himself faint and utterly parched.
The name is Ariel, but it's a female lion. He's saying her. He ain't saying him.
Okay. Okay. Utterly parched. So shall be all the multitude of nations that war upon Mount Zion. Act stupid and be stupefied. Act blind and be blinded. They are drunk, but not from wine. They stagger, but not from liquor, for Yah has spread over you a spirit of deep sleep. Man.
And you know what that is?
Go ahead, Katriel. What is it? We call it post-traumatic slave syndrome?
No. He's talking about the nations that have taken hold of Jerusalem.
Right.
And what blinds them is their religion.
Right.
What makes them drunk and intoxicated is their religions.
Exactly. And that religion has shut your eyes, the prophets, and covered your heads, the seers, so that all prophecy has been to you like the words of a sealed document.
So what prophets are they talking about that they want for Jerusalem? Because Christianity is in there, Islam is in there, Judaism is in there. They all want for Jerusalem. Matter of fact, Donald Trump made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. So Yah's addressing what the nations are doing to his footstool, to his capital, to his resting place, Jerusalem, which he calls Zion, excellence.
Zion. Praise Yah. Now, if it is handed to one who can read it, and he is asked to read it, he will say, I can't because it's sealed. They can't understand it, Yah's word. And if the document is handed to one,
Yah's word is not sealed, but they make the excuse that Yah's word is sealed. Because this is a literate person, and he's making an excuse to say, that Yah's word is sealed. Yah's word is not sealed. You're reading it right now.
Right. He said, if the document is handed to one who cannot read, and he is asked to read it, he would say, I can't read. They got more excuses.
Another excuse.
People in prison. Yeah, they got more excuses than people in prison. Why they don't want to follow Yah's word? Their lie said it's sealed. And one that came, he said, I can't read. They got more excuses than people in prison. But Yah said, because that people has approached me with his mouth and honored me with his lips, but has kept his heart far from me, and his worship of me has been a commandment of men learned by rote, truly I shall further baffle that people.
So that's how I fool's book and how we roll right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's us right now, which you just described.
I will further baffle that people with bafflement upon bafflement. And the wisdom of his wise shall fail, and the prudence of his prudence shall vanish, walking dead. Ha! those who would hide their plans deep from the LOM, who knew their work in dark places, and said, who sees them? Who take note of us? How perverse of you are you of you? Should the potter be accounted as the clay? Should what is made say of his maker, he did not make me? And what is formed of him who formed it, he did not understand. See, they got all kind of excuses for religions.
Not just religion, but science too. They say we evolved from apes.
Exactly.
And I don't see any apes turning into human beings today, nor do I see life coming out of the seas, out of the water, transferring to land. What God made for the seas, he made for the seas. What he made for the land, he made for the land. What he made for the air, they fly in the air.
Exactly. But here's a beautiful part about this study right here, Katriel, Sister Hudi and Ezekiel. And verse 17, a blessing is to come. And it says, surely in a little while, Lebanon will be transformed into farmland. Did y'all know that Lebanon, if my study had served me correctly, was a plush place for where our kings went to chill out for a while? That was Israel's territory. Y'all didn't know that. There was no Lebanon. It was Israel's territory where the kings would go to chill out. It was like a vacation spot. Not that other Israelites didn't live there, but the place that the kings felt this nice plus place by the seaside. So we'd go there to hang out.
The important part, y'all see?
Yes, Cartrell.
Is that the Most High is going to be restored after all the damage that has been done by the nations.
And Lebanon,
the
Lebanon is a hot spot, brother. It's a hot spot. Mm-hmm.
It's part of the Fertile Crescent. Yes.
Exactly. And that day, the deaf shall hear even written words. Y'all going to make those are humble to him, be able to ascertain what he's saying. And the eyes of the blind shall see, even in darkness and obscurity. Then the humble shall have increasing joy through the Elohim. And his needy for people shall exalt, and the Holy One of Israel. For the tyrant shall be no more. Vladimir Putin, as Cartrell says, and so many more. Donald J. Trump. So many more, even among us, the scoffers shall cease to be. And those diligent for evil, Vladimir Putin, as Cartrell said, Donald Trump, I said, so many more, some of us, shall be wiped out, who cause men to lose their lawsuits, laying a snare for the arbiter at the gate, and wronging by falsehood, lies, him who is in the right. Surely does say Yah, the Elohim of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham. No more shall Jacob be shamed. He's not talking about Jacob per se. He's talking about his nation. That's the blessing to come. We're not going to no longer be the tail anymore. We're going to be the head as we should have been in the first place. But because we chose to be uncodified and not be codified, we became that tail. No longer his face grow pale. For when he, that is, his children, behold what my hands have wrought in their midst, I'm going to make this happen. They will holler my name. Not no man, not no woman, not no child, not no something come out of the sky through some virgin woman or whatnot. He said, through my hand. Men will hollow the Holy One of Jacob, not no Holy Spirit, not no whatever they call. I don't know. I don't get into that. and stand in awe of the God of Israel. Not the gods, the Holy Spirit and the Son and the Holy Ghost, the Pope and everybody else. It only says one single entity, doesn't it? Doesn't it? I look at it. It only says one single entity. The God, not gods of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the confused shall acquire insight because of it. And the grumblers accept instructions. Because, as we said, because of lack of codification, we are baffled upon bafflement. And we're totally confused about everything. And they taught us this same sad thing, Katriel, so she hooted Ezekiel. You allow your enemy to give you a God. He took everything away. He took your name, your nation, your tribe, raped, robbed, and pillaged, brutalized, sexually assaulted, sodomized, and now all of a sudden, at the kindness of his heart, he going to give you a God. How's it working out for you? Katriel, Sister Hootie, and Ezekiel, y'all got the mic. May the Most High bless you.
Yes, sir. I think you might have missed something.
Okay. Go ahead.
My book says, therefore, this is what Yah, who redeemed Abraham, says concerning the house of Jacob. Will not be ashamed now, nor will his face turn pale now. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. Indeed, they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and will stand in awe of the God of Israel.
Praise
our father Jacob is ashamed of us. And he sees
so
and the Most High says, when he sees his children, the work of his hands, in his midst, he's going to see that his children are going to sanctify Yah's name. And Yah's name is connected with our father, Jacob, and will stand in awe of the Elohim of our father, Yisrael. And he's going to see all this. Most High saying, Jacob's going to see this.
I believe it. If y'all said it, it's good enough for me.
And he says, those who err in mind will know the truth. All this, all these thoughts, all these doctrines that you've been learning, the Most High is going to give you a clear vision of what it really is. And those who criticize will accept instruction, because there's been people who've been trying to teach you all along, but you ain't been listening. All right.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Gautrell. Thank you very much, brother. Sister Hootie. Yes, ma'am. Any commentary?
No, not at this time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Ezekiel, brother, any commentary?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted for a second. Let me get this one law out real quick. So let's see. Hey, Elder, can you say something for a second? Let me just find this law real quick.
Okay. Cottrell, you
have
any
sir.
You have any additional commentary, brother? There we go.
Just the fact that the Most High is going to open up the eyes of those that we try to reach now, who should be studying with us now, so they know these truths now. But he says he has mercy. Those who err in mind will know the truth. Many people don't know the truth. And the fact that he said there's a veil and a covering over the nations, and we follow the nations, or the fact that we're studying this word, right? Like yesterday, you spoke about here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. It wasn't talking about that scriptum aloo education that our people got. We're doing it the way the Most High told us to do it. Chapter by chapter, book by book, book by book, chapter by chapter. And it gives us clarity and understanding into Yah's plan, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, what he's saying, not what man is saying, so we have a clear understanding, crystal clear understanding of what his truth is. And we see, we can see the people that's in error. Those who err in their own mind will know the truth. Most people on the earth do not know the truth. They do away with the Old Testament, and they can't see the truth the way they're supposed to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Those who criticize will accept instruction. And right now, we're students. We're learning. We're being instructed. And we accept instruction now. So we're not going to criticize the instruction that we're getting. We're going to flow with it, learn with it, and grow with it. That's what we're supposed to do.
Great job.
Okay.
Great
job. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that, you know, the whole, you know, for me in a nutshell, that chapter, the whole chapter, you know, talks on, you know, being purposely being blind, deaf, and dumb, and then others who really can't see or hear or listen, you know, or speak. This is a lot of people who do have the choice to do so, you know, turn the other cheek, not to do so. And that's why we see, you know, those verses where it's basically saying these people's coming up with excuses why not to, you know. And what's doing that, and a lot of it is doing it, is because they're choosing to do this because they don't want to serve the L that is over us. And when I say L, meaning power, the Most High, yeah, over us and everything. They choose to serve whatever other power or, you know, entity or person that they choose over the Most High. So this is where it gets us into these troubles and things, and why we're going through the stuff that we do go through now. We bear witness with our own eyes and everything, and why we get into certain situations amongst even our own people besides the nations and things. But I wanted to pull these two laws out. Leviticus 18, and verse 1 says, "And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Elohim, I am Yah, your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do, and after the doings of the land of Canaan, whether I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in there. Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am Yah, your Elohim. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yah." And I'm going to back this one up. The reason why I'm saying this is because our people they picked up the customs of these other nations. You know, even, you know, before I was woken up, I had picked up the customs, you know, the ways of doing things. They want to run your life. They want to run how you should love your woman, your wife. They're trying to teach you how you should love your husband, who has the upper hand. Your children should run over you. What you should do, and all these different things and stuff. They want us to live how they live, and it does not work that way. We are not these culture of people. You know, we are our own culture, the culture above all other nations, that the Most High said it himself. We are special people unto him above all other nations. We are the chosen out of all Adam and Eve, out of all Adam's and Eve's sons and daughters. He chose us. And here it is, our people, with all of this information, with the open book test, we have the scriptures here. Still choose to do the mindset of our oppressors and things. And this is what we're going through. So we have learned, we went back into the ways of Egypt. We went back into the ways of Canaan. We learning how to be filthy like them and things. This is how we talk to each other. This is how we treat each other. Everything that there is, we don't want to hear, you know, how we should, you know, do, how we should treat each other according to the ordinance of the Most High. Deuteronomy 18 and verse, let me bring up this law, birds.
But it's like a lion trying to live like a hyena.
Right. You can't do it.
Imagine a lion trying to live like a hyena. That's us.
Right.
That's a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Let's see. This is Deuteronomy 18, total elder. Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. It says, "When thou come into the land which Yah, thy Elohim, giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yah." And because of
you got a Holy Ghost,
Yah, thy Elohim, do it drive them out before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with Yah, thy Elohim. So, you know,
yeah, I'm messing around with the Holy Ghost.
For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, Yah, thy Elohim, has not suffered thee so to do. So, just with all of this being said, you know, the language we're speaking, the things that they're teaching, it is. A bunch of it is witchcraft. A bunch of it is trying to turn you away from the Most High. Now, I'm not talking about casting lots, because you can cast lots. You know, that's, to some people may think that's, you know, magic or witchcraft in itself. But if you're asking the Most High and you having a problem or a decision and things, then this is what you would do to get the answer that you would need and things. So there is casting lots, where some people or other nations have used bones or whatever the case may be. But the purpose of me saying this is that they put a lot of this stuff before the Most High. This is what these other nations do. They deal with other spirits, okay? They deal with other powers, okay? There's a lot of things in the spiritual realm that these other nations do deal with it. And this is a purpose in other parts of the scriptures that the Most High said he created these things, but these are for the other nations to do so. But us, we have the Most High who created all things, whether it's good or whether it be evil. So we have to choose the Most High in all our doings and things, especially for you Israel and for Gentiles that, you know, grasping on and want to follow the Most High, and you have to do so as well. But that's all I wanted to bring out.
It's funny that you should say that about the falling after other nations, because the next chapter in Isaiah speaks specifically in that regard, about warning Yehuda against alliances with Mizraim and any other nation for that matter, and thinking that's going to suffice to solve our problems, such as we've been trying to do 402 years, especially in regards to the halls of Congress, where a white man in there can tell his sister, kiss my behind, because she asked him to put a mask on. So it comes as no shock to me, because I understand codification. They don't want us to tell them nothing. Certainly our people don't want to tell us nothing, but they want to keep running to these people. As our ancient fathers and mother kept running to Mizraim and the Canaanites round about them to get instructions. And that's why we are a hot mess, because we look for codification, but in an uncodified manner. And the end result is uncodified results and monstrosity. Dr. Elder, do you have any comments on that?
No, I think that's been said.
Yeah.
For us to reflect
okay.
on.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Sister Hootie, we're going to get out your way and let you get busy then.
20, correct? Proverbs 20. Interesting.
Yes, right.
Wine is a scoffer. Strong drink is a brawler. And whoever is led astray by it is not wise.
We just read about that yesterday with the tribe of Ephraim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The dread of a king is like the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him sins against his own life.
That's something that we've lost because we don't respect one another, much less if the Most High puts a king over us. You know, we're going to say, I ain't listening to that brother. Who do you think he is?
True. For a man to cease from strife is a sin.
You avoid Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're putting up positive message and you're not involved in arguments and quarrels.
The lazy one does not plow after the autumn. At harvest time, he requires, there is none. Yeah, that's true. You don't plow, you don't get your land together after autumn. It's an early spring. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it up. Hallelujah. Most men.
So you understand what that means? A lot of people have dreams and plans and desires,
mm-hmm.
but you have to go to somebody that's an expert in the field that you're talking about. Where your dreams are, in order for you to bring out that dream. A plan in the heart of a person is like deep water, but
mm-hmm.
a personal understanding draws it out. It's like your
mm-hmm.
teacher, your counselor. It's called intuition. It's inside of you, but somebody has to draw it out.
As I said, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it up.
Yes.
Mm. Most men proclaim each his own kindness. But who finds a trustworthy man? Mm.
Donald Trump. That's all he wants, loyalty.
The right
is he trustworthy? The other way around? Is Donald Trump loyal to the people he wants, loyal to him? It works both ways.
Mm-hmm. The righteous man walks in the... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't know you were finished. Go ahead.
Right. So we say we loyal to Yah, but are we really trustworthy? And that's what Yah really searches our hearts for. You could say that you're loyal to Yah, but
mm-hmm.
are you really trustworthy to fulfill everything that you say you're going to do?
The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him, which is true. And walking in integrity, their children will too. They'll be blessed.
Why is that?
Because they've been shown an example.
And the Most High is going to show favor to the righteous people, his offspring.
Yes. A king who sits in the throne of judgment is scattering all evil with his eyes. Hmm. Who said?
All the king got to do is look at you. He can see right through you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I said, ooh. Who says I have cleansed my heart? I am purged of my sin? That's a good question. Who says I have cleansed my heart? I am purged of my sin? Right. And
I'm wholly sanctified. That's what you hear out of Christians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they really holy and sanctified?
This is something here that I found too that Israel was doing. That's one of the reasons we got cast off. Differing weights and differing measures. Both of them are an abomination to the Most High.
That's that 10-cent bag of potatoes that they charge you 25 cents for. And he's selling you more air and chips.
Mm-hmm. Even a child is known by his deeds. Whether he work is clear and right. That's right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye. Yah has made both of them. That's
and how complicated are they? How complicated is your eye? How complicated is your ear?
They're not.
They're Yah not.
Has made
your
both
eyes are complicated?
Huh?
Your eyes are not complicated?
What do you mean? I'm saying in the hearing ear and the seeing eye. Yah has made both of them. He's made them
right.
For us to hear and us to see.
Both your ear and eye are complicated tools
because they
that you
are?
Have. Yeah. How so?
Uh-huh.
The fact that Yah created it, that you can hear what I'm saying right now with your ear, and you can see four dimensions. Or three dimensions with your eye. Doctors can't explain how your eye works or how it was made or how your ear works or how it was made.
Okay, well, I got a little different take on it.
Say that again? Because science tells you everything came out of one cell. One cell gives us all the systems in our body that we have, or did Yah create all the systems? The eye and the ear and the brain and the heart and the liver and the kidney. Who created these things? And how do they really work? The Most High created them. They're complex. When he says
well,
he created the eye and
the
ear, he's showing you that he does complex things.
I was coming from the fact that we can obtain the Most High because he made those things. The hearing, I see your point. The ear and the seeing. Of course, we read so many times Israel do not hear, nor do they see, and then they deny the Most High. 13. Do not love sleep, lest you become poor. Open your eyes. Be satisfied with bread. When you sleep, then what do? You're not doing nothing. You just sleep. You're not in movement. That's what they say.
So it goes into the verse before that. What did he create your eyes for? Not for you to sleep all day. For you to use your eyes as a tool to live.
Right.
And some people have eyes and ears, but they don't use them properly.
True. 14. Evil, evil cries the buyer. But when he has gone his way, then he boasts. You think about
they call that negotiation.
Huh?
They call that negotiation.
Hmm. Then he boasts about it. He gonna point the finger at you.
And say your product is bad, knowing that it's good.
There's gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious vessel. It is true. That's self-explanatory. When the lips of knowledge, I don't mean people will listen, but of knowledge, you have to hear it. It's a precious vessel. 16, the garment of one who is that word again, pure for strangers and hold it as a pledge when it is for foreigners. Didn't we go over that before?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I ain't saying nothing. Oh, and hold it, I said that. 17, bread gained by deceit might be sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth is filled with gravel. Oh, my goodness. Oh, by deceit. 18, by counsel, plans are established, and by wise guidance, wage a battle.
So whatever you have in your mind, whatever dream you have, whatever you want to accomplish, you have to get counsel, no matter who you are. I don't think Vladimir Putin is using wise guidance.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to work.
Well, you're going to have leaders from all nations that think a certain way and think different, and they may be in error. But he's allowing these things to take place.
So our people want a revolution. They want to go to war with the powers that be.
Yeah, they want to go to war.
Can't go to war without good counsel, without good guidance.
That's right. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with him. That is self-explanatory. I'm not going to be around people who gossip, talk about other people, lie.
That's what we do on Facebook, though.
Yeah, and the thing is, they speak smoothly with their lips. I didn't finish. I didn't see that. Therefore, do not associate with them who speak smoothly with their lips. It may sound good, may look good, but it ain't good.
And our enemies knew that. They took us from Maury Povich to Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now we air out our dirty laundry every day, 24/7, on social media.
That's right. We use it in the wrong way. Like you say, we're going in the wrong direction. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp is put out in deep darkness. There's no way. Maybe back in the day, there's no way we would do that to our parents.
Yeah, it's just the opposite of what wisdom tells us to do, to honor your mother and father and to use their counsel and guidance as jewels are on your neck. But they have to know what to teach their children.
Okay. 21. I like this one. An inheritance obtained by the greed at the beginning is not blessed at the end. But, you know, his time ain't our time. How come it seems like these people getting away with stuff?
That's the same thing Job has.
That do not say I repay evil. Wait on Yah when he saves you.
There you go.
That's how many times I wanted to get back at people in my younger days. And it don't work. Wait on the Most High and he saves you.
That means you have to trust in Yah. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
That's right.
And you can't fight your own battle. You have to let Yah fight your battles for you.
Now, this is a law we can carry even in this, anywhere we go. When we're doing trading with people, a person, we don't cheat. And Israel have done that. Israel have cheated people out of their money. It says, differing weight are an abomination to Yah, and the false scale is not him.
So Uncle Sam is an abomination to Yah.
That's him. Think about it.
He takes your money before you even see it.
Yes. We tax on the tax on the tax. We tax when we work. We tax, and people say children don't pay taxes. I say, yes, they do. We give them money, and they buy something, they got to pay tax on it. We pay taxes on everything. Nothing is ours. I agree.
And with usury.
Huh?
And with usury.
Yeah.
And interest. No interest in it, too.
And we're not supposed
that's what usury is, the interest. They always charge in everything. And I know this for a fact. I mean, all of us should know this for a fact.
How many so-called U.S. citizens, African-American or whatever, are in debt? And that's a who.
Right.
And why?
But according to them, we all are in debt.
Probably true. The steps of a man are from Yah. The steps of a man are from Yah. A man know about his own way.
Do not lean on your own understanding. You must follow the footsteps that Yah is directing us to walk in. Our man's steps are ordained. That's what we want. Approval from Yah. The way you walk. And the way you walk, the way you step, the way you're living, Yah's checking everything.
You know, it is 25. It is a snare for a man to say rashly, it is set apart.
Yep. People say he's sanctified. They're anointed. But that's carelessness to say that when you even know what the word means. Christ,
yeah,
Mashiach, anointed, sanctified. It's a trap for a person to say carelessly, it's holy. You got to know the difference between Yah's code for holy and what's not holy. What man's interpretation or what he feels is holy. Because the Catholic Church talk about holy water. They're sprinkling holy water. Where did you get that from?
Oh, it only, and the rest of it is only later to reconsider his vows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take back what you've said. Once you vow, you can't like start asking questions now. You should ask questions before you made the vow. So you understand the fullness of your vow. You can't ask questions. You made a vow. You made a promise. Now you're asking questions?
Mm-hmm. A wise king winnows out the wrong and turns the wheel over them. Mm-hmm. You purge out the wrong. And
that's what a king's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Righteous rulers.
Yep. 27.
And a king has power to do that.
Mm-hmm. They do.
The leaders.
The spirit of a man is the lamp of Yah, searching all his innermost parts. Isn't that something? That's what we're supposed to do. Searching all his innermost parts. Kindness.
Yah is searching.
Mm-hmm.
Yah is searching the light that he gave you. My book reads, the spirit of a person is the lamp of Yah. Everybody got that lamp, right?
Yeah, the spirit of man.
Searching all the innermost parts of his being. Yah is constantly searching us, whether we know it or not.
Yeah. Kindness and truth watch over the king, and he shall support his throne by kindness. That's what King
Bible
David
says, loyalty and truth watch over the king, and he upholds his throne by loyalty.
Same thing, loyalty. When you're loyal, you're kind. The comeliness of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray hair. Whoa.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I got
splinter. Nah, Yah Soup is using that just for men.
Hey, what they see, Katya, is what they get. Great hand up.
Yes, sir. Anything you can do about it, that you're using that just for men.
Just for men. Last one, you're going to have to, I know you're going to explain it, 30. And you can read just two different wording. The blows that wind cleanse away evil. Oh, okay. The blows that wind, that wound cleanse away evil and strokes the inner part of the heart. Get that out of my system. Cleanse it.
In other words, you don't want to get a public beat down for the evil that you've done. Because it's going to go to your innermost part. Everybody that's seen you get the beat down in public. Mm-hmm. Bruising wounds. corporal punishment, clean away evil, and blows cleanse away the innermost parts. So it wasn't always a prison sentence. Sometimes you got your cardio whooped.
What did yours read, 30?
I just read it. Bruising wounds, clean away evil, and blows, cleanse the innermost parts. Yours says
okay.
The heart. Yep.
Okay, you interpret so well. Sometimes I don't even know you're reading.
So we see right. Capitalism, America, 23. Different weights are an abomination to Yah. And a false scale is not good. And that goes on all the time. Bait and switch. They got all kinds of schemes to where they, you know.
They
steal the
things out of thousands of dollars.
There's always a scam. And they use robocalls, man.
I get them all
right.
Scam likely.
I block them. They are blocked. Because I mean, I was getting 6-7 calls a day. I'm like, what's going on?
Scams.
Mhm. It's like telling me I got a credit card. I'm like, I don't have a credit card. And then what it is the store, and the store is closed.
Mm-hmm.
But I still owe, and I said, oh, I still owe, even though the store is closed, otherwise in bankruptcy.
Mhm.
Okay.
They'll miss. Well, Ezekiel, you have any commentary?
Pretty much all together what this says to me. It starts off with wine and strong drink and things like that. It's basically all of this. What is going on to me is like keeping a sober mind. Seeking counsel from the Most High. Be around individuals who are really sincere or draw out, as it says, standing of your problem and can help you with the solution. Hearing, understanding authority, as a king and things like that. He's saying the king over us is the Most High, so he sees all things. So if he's even speaking on a physical king, or a person with authority, they'll see it right through you. They'll see you for who you really are, not who you appear to be. Especially, not being a tail bearer or, running around meddling in other folks and stuff, like we say in our little demon book. People pointing the finger, lying on each other, especially behind their backs and things. All of this stuff is a combination of these are stuff that all the laws start pointing out to me again of things we ain't supposed to be doing. And for the last couple of chapters here in Proverbs, I think it's almost the same laws of not following a crowd of people to wrestle judgment against each other, a wicked witness and things. Not holding a grudge or willing to do evil against your people and things. It's, having respect for, the elder who has the, the gray hairs and everything. All these things, even maybe a man or a woman who got a spiritual elder inside them. They may not be old, like over 50 years old and up, but, the authority, a teacher there, a lot of these things that, I see this right here, and I mean, I bear witness this on an everyday basis, walking in this life and this path that I have set before me and stuff. So, it shapes and molds, and it definitely would shape and mold you if you would just turn on to the Most High and get His counsel. His counsel is right here in your hands, which is called, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Bible, the Biblio, or however they want to say it and stuff.
Scripture.
So, yes, the scriptures. Hold on, is that Imam Hador?
No, this is still Yahudi.
Oh, I thought
it sounded like
yes. I thought she chimed in for a second, but
oh, she
yeah.
does though. She does pop up now and then, and everybody mm-hmm. on the line gets real quiet. out of due respect.
Yep, yep.
Because she smells, and she knows a lot. Mm-hmm. But she's humble. She's humble.
Oh, she is. I know. And real quick too, it talks about diver weights and everything. Obviously, balance. Dealing and keeping your integrity, keeping your word and stuff. If you say you're gonna do it. If you put a time on it, follow up with the time. That's all in the Torah as well. As it says about keeping your vow. Not only with the Most High, but with your own people and stuff. And best believe, the Most High says you will repay that vow one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got to say, y'all.
Thank you, brother. So, Sayuri, do you have any additional comments?
It's interesting how much we've learned and learning, how we don't take things for granted, that we're a work in progress. And I appreciate the people coming on, and I hope the audience that are listening can get something positive, that it can help them in their walk. And none of us have it all, going to get it all, but while we're living, what you know to do, do it. No matter what the conversation, the pushback. I've had it. We all have experienced that. Where we stood up for something we knew was right and got pushback. Because I've done it where I've helped a person with a burn, and you got people standing around not helping but gawking and then going to criticize. And they didn't know I had training in that. And then was surprised. Ooh, excuse me, my sinuses. So not only was that, you're going to have a pushback. People are going to question you because they don't trust. We're broken. And it's not meant the word trust, but to sit back and see what that person is going to do. And later on, the mother came and thanked me. And while everybody hooping and hollering and screaming and what are we going, I just went in an action, thinking about no accolades. I'm saying this for a reason, because we all do some good things. We just do it. The blessings come from the Most High. Like Cartrell said, not when we want, but it's right on time, which is true. And the Christians use that for their, but we're using it for our Creator. He's right on time. And all of us have experienced this on this song. So with that, I say good night, everybody. Many blessings. Thanks. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thanks, Sister Rudy. Cartrell, any closing comments?
Giving thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, who is our Father, and he's left us with such great counsel, such great discipline. We say we have to look at ourselves. We have to look at the man in the mirror. And these proverbs that we are reading show us how to look at ourselves, how to conquer ourselves, our impulses, our human nature. It teaches us how to walk the right path. Because we see that if our people, in fact, had this wisdom that Proverbs gives us, we'd be way better off. People would be slow to anger. They wouldn't be involved in arguments. They wouldn't be involved in slander. They wouldn't be involved in trying to cheat each other. They would know, yeah. And unfortunately, we're not schooled or taught or tutored in these disciplines. But there's no excuse, whether you've been taught, whether you're young or old, you still have the opportunity to read and apply these things to ourselves. So you have the opportunity to study it and apply it. It's not just here to read and have this knowledge, but to really conquer ourselves. So my prayer is that Yah gives us the strength to conquer ourselves and apply these codes that we should live by to walk the righteous path, the upright path, the pleasing path to our Creator, so that we can find favor with Him. and our situations will change.
Yes.
Thank you, Katria. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to thank the Mosaic for another opportunity to do some in-depth study, to do a critical analysis and assessment of Birdside Sound Group, turning over every leaf, every stone, crossing every key and I, and doing a critical analysis and assessment. I want to thank the Mosaic for that opportunity. In addition to the opportunity to work with the dedicated brothers and sisters, love the most high. In the case of Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan, Cartier of New York City, and Ezekiel of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Sister Yakira of Hawaii. I want to thank you also, fellow students, for your dedication to the Most High. You come along with us on these travels because you love the Most High. And that you don't see us as something you're trying to look up to. You see the Most High. It's something you're trying to look up to because we are not personality cards. So don't get the games good. Thinking that Katria and Sister Hootie, Ezekiel and I want to be your personality because we're not your leader. The Most High is your leader. And we pray that you follow, study in these Proverbs, Isaiah, and any other book we take to task. And but we do have some parting gifts. No, don't send Katria no letter. Don't send Sister Hootie no letter. Don't send Ezekiel no letter. And please don't send me one asking for your gifts. Because the only source you can get these gifts from is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, which is a new heart and a new spirit. And you see, that heart is something you're going to need to get through these studies. King Darwin had it because the Most High said he did, because he was a man after the Most High, Most Heart. Meaning that King Darwin loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, his brothers and sisters, and he loved himself. And so he had to love himself because it's virtually impossible to hate yourself and love your brothers and sisters. So if you don't love yourself, learn to love yourself so you can love your nation, which is your brothers and sisters. And get a new spirit. That spirit is humble. It's the light you just read. It's the light of the Most High. In the innermost part, it slips you out. Ask the Most High for a new spirit. It's humble. It's contrite. It can be instructed. It's not on fool's book, because it certainly don't want to be a fool. And it don't walk around fool's territory. Certainly in the tear barrel. Certainly in crooked down the dog's hind leg. It won't use false weights. It's certainly in a lot of things. As we just read, Sister Yehudi took along in these studies in Cadreal. So succinctly, chopped up so you can understand it. And Ezekiel, and brought his stuff in too. And if I analysis, we love y'all. That's why we do what we do. We're not your leaders, but we love you. And we pray that you learn to love yourself and most importantly, love the Most High. Bless and praise his holy name. Katriel, Sister Hootie, and Ezekiel, you have anything you want to say to the people before we go?
Good night and blessings.
May the Most High bless and keep us. May the Most High make his face shine upon us and be grace unto us. May the Most High lift his countenance upon us and give us peace. Shalom. Love y'all, family. Lala to.
Praise y'all. We love y'all. Bless his holy name. Shalom. Good night.